Welcome. I'm Kevin Miller, and this podcast is called Self-Helpful, because not all self-help is helpful. I'm your curator, critic, and translator of the best and brightest minds in the self-help world today. Discover what drives you. Friends, so many of you have listened to this podcast for a lot of years. You've listened to me dig into the stories and messages of over 200 of our world's most profound and important influencers in the self-help space, personal development, self-improvement, however you want to label it. You listened as I hosted the Ziglar Show and went from 50,000 listeners to over 300,000. Then as we transitioned to the Self-Helpful Show and grew to over 600,000. We've had over 60 million downloads and are ranked in the top 1.5 of all podcasts on the planet. So first, I just thank you. Along the way of this journey, you've heard some of my own story and much of my own perspective on self-help. With the size of my audience, I've been approached a couple times about writing a book, but it wasn't until just shy of 2 years ago that I felt driven to actually write one. It's called What Drives You? How to Discover Your Unique Motivators and Accelerate Growth in Work and Life. Published by McGraw-Hill, it releases May 10th, 2023. It's on Amazon. You can pre-order it right now. And while it's popular to offer bonuses and incentives to pre-order a book because it helps with the Amazon rankings, I'm going to refrain from that for now. At the end of the day, the bonus is you find something in the book that elevates your experience of everything, of life at large. In this episode, I'm going to briefly tell you what the book is intended to offer you. I give big focus to two primary myths that we have about drive, and then I lead you through the key areas of life, the same ones I lead every guest through, and guide you to creating healthy and strong drive in each area of life. A great premise to the book is this endorsement on the back cover from Jordan Harbinger, host of the Jordan Harbinger Show, which often ranks in the top 50 of all podcasts in America. He said, "Everyone is enamored with habits, but having good habits assumes you have the core motives and drive to create, implement, and sustain them. What drives you is really the prequel to habits, as it helps you establish your why, which is what actually drives what you will and won't ever do. This book should be required reading for anyone desiring to actually improve themselves." Well, thank you, Jordan, dramatically. You can go find What Drives You by me, Kevin Miller, on Amazon right now. And for insight on the book, stay tuned for a minute. I'm going to give you a brief tutorial on what you can expect to gain from it. Well, friends, thank you as always for tuning into this Self-Helpful podcast, which was founded through the Zig Ziglar Corporation. June 15th, 16th of 2023, I'm going to be in Dallas to attend and speak at the Ziglar Coach Summit, and I'll be speaking on my book, What Drives You? If you're looking to influence people for the better professionally or personally, I invite you, come join us. Go to Ziglar, Z-I-G-L-A-R, Ziglar.com/Coach Summit. And friends, this podcast and this book, What Drives You, they exist to help you find and understand the guidance and counsel that will help you elevate your personal experience and the way you show up for others. Following these sponsors who help make the show possible and provide great resources for your life, I bring you a brief overview of my new book, What Drives You? How to Discover Your Unique Motivators and Accelerate Growth in Work and Life. It's available for pre-order and a May 10th, 2023 release on Amazon. And here's what you can hope to gain from it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
What drives you? So there is no question mark after that title on the book cover. I mean, ultimately, the only person who can tell you what drives you is you. It's for you to discover. So it could have been posed as a question. However, there are foundational aspects of what creates true, sustainable, enduring, and fulfilling drive. And I guide you through these in each of the seven key areas of life. So the title has no punctuation after the title. It's simply what drives you. It's a statement and a question. The tagline is how to discover your unique motivators and accelerate growth in work and life. I don't actually separate work and life. I would have actually just put life, as it's the drive at the core of your being that gives you success everywhere, whether it's school, sports, relationships, or work. However, my publisher, McGraw-Hill, and my agents. McGraw-Hill is one of the top five publishers in the world, and they know the focus on work sells. And the more the book sells, the more people get the message and hopefully benefit. So we have work in there as well. I've been to the table twice with literary agents and publishers for books in the past. Ultimately, I didn't have the drive to devote to the book, but this one I did. It was inspired by what I realized I most wanted for my adult children. And it's based much on my own journey of big successes and big failures. I have a startling graph of both. But the main stories in the book are depicted by guests. This is not a memoir. It's guests I've had on the show and some key historical figures as well. I was heavily influenced also by a key realization I had from all the guests, 200 plus now. And it was this: they knew what they wanted and why. And that's huge. They knew what they wanted. They had considered it. They had clarified it, and they knew why. And from this, they had incredibly powerful, effective, and fulfilling drive. And what I found was they also had peace amongst it. I didn't already always have that. And that's part of my story. So a premise here, however, I do want to hold up is I do love drive. I mean, I love being driven. Who doesn't? I love driven people. They're great to be around for the most part. The healthy ones, which we'll cover here in just a second. But apathy pains me greatly. To see someone diminished and lacking joy, faith, and hope, I mean, it's devastating. And that was a lot of motive for the book, to elevate and unleash, if you will, drive in people, the drive they have in them. Those you're about to hear, that's just half the equation. So there are two myths that I give focus to that frustrate me that I wanted to bust. Big premise for the book. First, we as a culture inherently think some people are driven and others are not. I mean, just think about it. That's how we think about the people you know in your life. Think about friends, business associates, whatever, and you're going to see the ones that are really achieving a lot. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, they are driven. You're going to see the ones that are you see as disciplined and whatnot. And you're going to say, oh, they are driven. And you think they are driven more than others, that the professional, you know, celebrities or sports athletes, whatever, that they are driven and other people are not as much. They got more drive and other people, maybe you included, did not. And it's just flat out false. And we've all experienced that, if you think about it, in ourselves, or we've seen it happen to someone else, okay, where they went from zero, no drive, to hero, driven, seemingly overnight. I actually start the book off with a profound story and analogy featuring Dr. Benjamin Hardy, renowned author who I've had on the show three times. His story is part of the catalyst. When I first heard it, it was part of the catalyst for the book, as it violated dramatically how I viewed drive at the time. I'll share more about Ben's story in the coming weeks here on the podcast. Of course, you can read about it in chapter one of the book, What Drives You. But a quick and simple analogy, just to lay it out, is think about the sedentary, out of shape, obese person who has a heart attack scare. And they go from seemingly undriven to driven, literally in a moment, in essence. essence. I've seen countless people completely turn their health and life around after such a scare. But look at it. They didn't go, think about it. They didn't go then have a heart attack and spend a decade researching self-help, buying books, listening to podcasts, going to seminars, getting coaching. They didn't have to go pursue and find drive. It was right there. It just got triggered. They found a compelling reason, a motive, which is why the tagline of the book includes how to discover your unique motivators. They are unique. That is key, but how to discover yours. I mean, you have them. You just may not be aware of them, or that undriven person out there, whether it's your kid or your spouse or your friend or employer or employee, they're just not aware of them yet. But in my scenario here with the person who had a heart attack, they figured out real fast what they wanted, and it was to keep living. They didn't want to die. They wanted to live. And they were also immediately clear on why they wanted to live, which is paramount, the why. Just wanting something isn't enough. We need to know why. So in this story, it was more than, hey, I just want to live. It's I want to live so that, and fill in the blank, so they could tend to loved ones, so they could experience and achieve certain things, so that they could create more savings for their family, so that they could, you know, whatever. There was, I want to live and a why, and then they went and just did it. And all of a sudden, their life turns around, and it just happened in a moment from a new thought that then gave them that clarity. They discovered in a moment what they wanted, and they were crystal clear on their why. Again, it can happen in a moment. And in the book, I walk you through the key areas of life to bring you these moments right now in as quick a time as you can read the chapters. And when I say the key areas of life, if you've listened along to the show, you know what I'm talking about, because with every guest, I go through a part two called Values, Motives, and Habits. And we walk through here the areas: spiritual, relationships, health and wellness, mind and mental health, work, career, business, money, finances, wealth, and achievements and interests. But in the book, I really focus on achievements, because those are something that are very important to us. And so that's what part two of the book is about. We walk through each area with some amazing stories to help you fully understand the concepts. Then each segment of each chapter has you work through it. There's a take action little guide, and every chapter has then a chapter highlight segment as well. I'm a critic of books, so I wrote this in a way that you don't just read, you can actually apply, and you can also read it in the style that you like and still get everything out of that. All right. Myth two, big one here that I take on, is that drive alone, though, will be fulfilling. Now, first, again, I love being driven. I love waking up every day with interest and inspiration and curiosity. I want that for my kids. I want that for everybody. I value it immensely. And in our culture of growing apathy, I realize how priceless and invaluable it is. And I want that for everyone. I have been privileged, I think, to always be driven. However, another key point of the book is some of my own story of being driven, but not being clear on where I'm going. I actually use a story in there that I really like. It's about Yogi Berra, the famous baseball Hall of Famer. And story goes that he was on his way to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And his wife finally says, "Hey, Yogi, you know we're lost." And he says, "Yeah, we're lost, but we're making great time." That's a lot of people. And that was me a lot. I'm driving fast. Didn't really know where I was going. And we know that it's the old cliche, climbing the ladder of success, only to realize it's against the wrong wall, right? But it's a big point. It's massive. Some of the most driven people don't actually get credit for being driven, because they aren't driven toward what we would as a culture say to be a positive and productive goal. Addicts, for instance. I mean, who's more driven than they are? They never miss a hit. They'll kill to get it. And these are driven royalty, driven rock stars, but nobody wants to drive to that destination. Okay, so point being, drive alone is not enough. We want to know and agree with where we're driving. So people who are driven but not clear on where and why they're driving end up bitter and burned out. That is what happened to me, and I tell that story in the book. I don't really think I've ever covered that elsewhere, but it's a big part of the book. And again, my stories are maybe a 20th of the book. There's some incredible stories, so many of them from the people you've heard here on the show with aspects of their life you may not have heard on the show or anywhere else. But it's a key point of the book to get clear on what you want. I'll say it again, what you want, not the expectations of others, not the expectations, the norms of the culture, and not even the errant expectations that you individually may have embraced for whatever reason. You were exposed to an idea, you embraced it, you agreed with it, but you didn't really question it. You didn't really audit it. We do a lot of questioning in this book. That's a key aspect of it, to bring you back and question some of what you're doing or not doing, to help you find your true, authentic desires and reasons. And a key demographic of people that I wrote this book for were those like myself. It's you. It's our audience here, what I call aspiring people. I just had Arthur Brooks on the show, that we haven't published the episode yet, but he talks about strivers. So aspiring people, strivers. That's who the book is written to. It's people who have drive. People who are already driven to a decent degree, and that drive is probably serving you well and gaining you success in some areas of your life, or it has in the past maybe, but today it's not, or it is in some areas, but in some other areas it's not. And it's really frustrating. And I get you, because I have been that. I still am that to a degree. I haven't nailed every area of my life. It's a lifelong process, better than where I was, but it's frustrating when you're having success in one area, you're doing the work, right? You got the math, 1 + 1 = 2. And my gosh, it's working in this area. You have gotten fit and healthy, or you have done really well in your job, or you've made a lot of money, or you found a really great relationship, or whatever it may be. And yet in another area where it feels like you're doing the same effort, same math, it's not working. And it's frustrating. It's actually demoralizing. And I think it's shameful for a lot of us. We feel guilt about it. And it can lead to despair. And I can see people somewhat come to an end, again, a burnout, bitterness, and chuck it all. And then they decline in every area and they're just missing out. I mean, are you doing so many of the right things, and in an area of your life having success in multiple areas maybe, but in other areas you feel, again, you're putting forth viable effort and you're not getting the results you want. And it belies, though, you do have what you need to be driven. You are driven in this area. You might think you're not driven in another area, but I'm going to question that. The one area where it's working in your life is where you are clear on what you want and why, and you're in agreement with it. It's healthy. It fits. Now let's look at the area that's not working. And I'm going to say, you're not clear on what you want. And if you think you are, if you hear that right now, go, no, yeah, I do. I want more money. Well, hold on. I'm going to question that. Take the area that's not working, you're not satisfied, and I'm going to question that you really know what you want, and or question you knowing why you want it. That's big medicine here, folks. And this isn't rocket science, but I think you're going to read the book and go, gosh, of course. And what you end up doing is sabotaging. When you don't know you're clear what and why, you end up sabotaging areas. Man, is that my story in some certain areas of life. I was just driving hard, but I wasn't driving healthfully in agreement. So you have the tools to be driven in every area and to be effective and powerful there. Need to just make sure the ones that aren't adding up to where you want are pointed in the right direction of what you really want, authentically what you want. And we're going to question that so you can get to the root of what you really want. And then why do you want it? Man, it's powerful. It's that moment. A pro tip for the book: when you come to an area where you are already having great success, you can read through that and you'll find great confirmation. Oh, it'll feel good. And it'll also then give you more clarity for the next section, possibly in the book, where you know you're not doing so well, and you'll be able to better apply, again, that math to that languishing area. All right, friends, I, of course, hope you are intrigued by the concept of the book. Ultimately, I just hope it really provides you with value that betters your life and others that you share the concept with. Otherwise, we've wasted a lot of trees and time and money and heart and blood and sweat and tears. Book's called What Drives You by Kevin Miller: How to Discover Your Unique Motivators and Accelerate Growth in Work and Life. It's available right now for pre-order. It releases May 10th, 2023 on Amazon. I just got a text a little bit ago from Peter. He's a lawyer in Washington, that he pre-ordered 5 copies. Thank you, Peter. Eager to drive with you. Friends, thank you for tuning in to this self-helpful podcast, where I strive to help you and me elevate our personal experience and the way we show up for others. Stay driven, my friends.